Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we intentionally stop to hear God's word and reflect upon what it means for us in daily living. I pray that this time will be beneficial to you in your daily walk as you hear and reflect and meditate upon God's word. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, your word feeds your people with life that is eternal. Direct our choices and preserve us in your truth, that renouncing what is false and evil, we may live in you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Today we bring to a close the series on Ephesians. Over the past 5 weeks, we've been looking at passages from this letter, to the Church of Ephesus. And today it brings to a close with a passage that is familiar to a lot of people, where the author uses the image of the armor of God. And I want us to think about this in maybe a new way. But I encourage you, as you think about this letter, to go back and to read the whole thing and see all of it in its totality, that these words might come into your life and challenge you as you seek to live out your daily life. Now, today we focus upon Ephesians 6, 10 to 20. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against the enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in this heavenly place. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly, as I must speak. The word of the Lord. This passage is an analogy and brings, in some ways, a real sense of, okay, here's what we need to do. Stand firm. Put on the armor of God. It has this warrior vibe, this allusion to combat, to military service, which is not necessarily a bad thing, right? That we need a military to do that. But when we hear this, I think that it propels people into a sense of we're waging this war, right? We have to take it to the enemy. But I think the author really is trying to get us to see something different. Instead of waging the war, what he is really wanting us to do is to see how we protect ourselves against those things that come at us in our world. Because the reality is, if you think about this, when it talks about the armor of God, all of the things that the author talks about, except one, is a defensive piece. The helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes for your feet to make ready to proclaim the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, right? All of these things are pieces that a soldier would put on to protect themselves. That I think the key is the author is saying, here, as we know what Jesus has done us, as we seek to live a life of faith and do the things that they talk about, being rooted and grounded in love, allowing our speech to be good and profitable, to be grounded in kindness, forgiving one another, when we seek to be imitators of God and live as children of the light. The reality is at times it'll be difficult and the world will come against us because the reality is living this way, living the way that the author calls us to live, runs counter to what the culture speaks. I mean, think about our world today. Think about a lot of the political discourse. It's not about forgiveness, but it's about blame. It's about name-calling one another. That living this life of faith the way that Ephesians prescribes goes counter to everything that we're culture. And so part of it is when we run counter to the culture, there'll be pushback. And so the author is saying, put on these pieces so that you're grounded in what God is doing, the helmet of salvation, to know what it is that Jesus has done for us, the breastplate of righteousness, right? That we seek to live in the righteousness of God, the right way, right? The belt of truth, the shoes that go and proclaim the gospel, the shield of faith that protects us against the arrows that come our way, those things that seek to pull us back. Right? This is not an aggressive posture, but this is a way of saying, here, let us protect ourselves against those things that come our way, those principalities and those forces that come at us, to go here. When we put on these pieces, then we will be able to stand firm. Then we'll be able to make sure we're firmly planted on the gospel so that as we live our life, others may see what it is that God is doing. That it's not about sort of being aggressive and waging that war out, but more about protecting ourselves. The one piece of weaponry is, right, the sword, which is the word of God. And part of it is, I think, that allowing the word to do its thing rather than using it as an instrument to castigate people or to, you know, utter condemnation. I think that this passage calls us more about how we live our life, how we protect ourselves, how we prepare ourselves to be in the world, which can be difficult. Too often, this passage, I think, gets used more as a vitriol, right? Attempting to put forth and say, here, we're right, and God's going to do this, and God's going to smite our enemies, and, you know, all that kind of language. But I'm not sure that's here in the text. This whole armor of God is to protect us from the storms of life, from the way in which the world may come at us and challenge us to not live the way that we are called, to not live a life that's in the light, to not live a life that's rooted and grounded in love. How do we allow these pieces, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of faith, to protect us, to know that God is good? God is that strong tower that stands firm. Or if you want to think about the the hymn from Martin Luther, right? A mighty fortress is our God. That God is that fortress that stands firm in the midst of everything and is able to block those things that come at us. That it's about protecting ourselves rather than aggressively condemning others or waging war against what we think is wrong. And then he ends. Think about what happens. We have all this language about the armor of God. And then he ends with this. Pray in the Spirit at all times and in every place in supplication. Not take the word and condemn others or use it to tell others that they're bad, but do this. Pray. Pray in the Spirit at all times so that to that end, keep alert and always persevere in the supplication for the saints. Pray for other Christians so that we always have on our mind and our lips prayers for others that they may be strengthened, that they may put on that armor of God. And then they turn also, pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel. All of this is so that the gospel is proclaimed. Because in some ways, the way we live our life, those ethical actions that he talks about, forgiving one another, living in kindness, living as people who are wise, all of that, the foundation is the gospel. He says, pray for me so that I may proclaim with boldness the mystery of the gospel, so that we would know what it is that God has done and we stand firm on that. And pray that I may declare it boldly as I must speak. And in some ways, calling us to go out and say, here is what God has done. Offering us forgiveness and love. Offering us the hope of everlasting life. Reminding us that the power of God stands stronger than anything else. For the cross is ever before us. And when we know that, we can stand strong because God is with us always. That we may put on that armor of God to protect ourselves and to shield ourselves from whatever comes our way because of what Jesus has first done for us. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you give us the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, all of these things to protect ourselves, to shield us from what come our way. May we always stand firm in your word, knowing that you are with us always, that you offer forgiveness and love, so that as we live our lives, it may bring honor and glory to you. Help us to proclaim your word, the mystery of the gospel, and all we do, and empower us to always pray, to pray at all times, for ourselves, for all the saints, for the sake of the world. And through that, the world will be transformed, and we will know of your love and grace and mercy. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he behind you, to encourage you, beside you, to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.